The time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Currently, it's 75 degrees at Hollis, 72 degrees at Hobart, capital of Kiowa County, 72 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, 69 degrees at Arnett, home of Lord Campbell, 67 at the May Ranch up there along the Kansas line, and out here in Texas, 71 degrees at Lipscomb, 81 degrees at Dozer, and 78 degrees at Odell. Well, we're going to start the show off a little bit different, yes, and I'll get to you OSU fans here shortly, but first of all, I have the world-famous Rex Fleming from the Hobart Stockyards in Hobart, Oklahoma on the phone with me, and we're going to do a little update for you. Welcome to the show, Mr. Fleming.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you. We appreciate it. We got a beautiful day to be doing so.
Oh, yes. It's gorgeous. Well, you had your monthly sheep and goat sale Saturday. How did it go?
It went very well. The prices were up considerably from last month. We had right at 700, which it was compared to 1,800 last month, but we was down a little bit. But the prices were good. The prices were good, and I expect them to get a little better.
Well, help me out here. Why are the prices better on the sheep and goats this month compared to last?
This month we're getting ready for the holidays, and we always could sell sheep and goats a little bit higher around the holidays.
I got you. Well, anyway, you got your regular sale coming up this coming Wednesday. Anything coming in this Wednesday that you think people like to hear about?
This Wednesday, yes, sir. We got several consignments of nice weaned calves. If you're looking for something to wheat pasture just to turn them out, we got them. We got them this week. We got a set coming from Willow. There's 75 to 100 of them, and they're good black cattle. And we got several good consignments of weaned calves.
All right. And then my favorite time of the year, my favorite sale at the Hobart Stockyards is coming up next week, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're getting ready for it is November the 19th. It starts at 11 o'clock. It's our fall replacement sale. We got a lot of good bred cows, and they are good and local bred cows.
Oh, they got we got Red Angus. We just got everything.
We got 103-year-old Red Angus coming up with their second calves. These cows have been AI'd. They're cleaned up with good Red Angus, low birth weight bulls, and they'll start calving in February, and they'll calve for about 60 days. Also on that same consignment, we got 50 good Red Angus heifers. They're AI'd to a bull called Ranchmaster, which is a very low birth weight Red Angus bull. And they'll start calving February the 15th.
Cool. And then I think, if I remember right, I didn't read it this morning, I think you had 20 really good breeding age bulls coming in too.
We got 20 good breeding age bulls. There's some Red Angus, there's some Angus, there's even some good Hereford bulls. And to go with that, we got a consignment of 27 good Hereford cows. They're 4 to 5 years old. The calves on the side of them will be out of Davis Angus bulls, which the calves are big. The calves have been worked. The person don't have to worry about them. They just take them home and turn them out. These Hereford cows will be 4 to 5 years old.
All right. Tell me what's been going on around Hobart lately. Is the wheat pastures finally starting to grow? You think we're going to get any?
We'll get some pickings. There are some places that are sure good. If we have this weather like we're going to have for the next few days, we will sure have some wheat pasture in this country.
All right. Are you going to have lunch at the sale next week?
We do. We do. It's at the special sale. We got a lady that cooks hamburgers, and she does a darn good job.
Yes,
of cooking
does.
Hamburgers, and it is free, and you come buy some cattle and eat a hamburger, and we'll fill you full on both cattle and something to eat.
Well, if I remember right, if you're sitting out there and you're bidding on cattle, or you don't want to miss out on some of the cattle are coming through there, I think if you yell, "Rex, I'm hungry," he'll bring your burger up to you.
I deliver. I'm better than the car hops at Sonic.
And you don't even have to tip him.
So. No, you don't. No, the tip it'll come later. You bet.
Okay, well, good. Well, I'm glad you had a good sale Saturday with the sheep and goat sale. And then I'm really looking forward to the special sale coming up next week. But you have a good sale in there every Wednesday. And sounds like you got some good weaning calves going to be there day after tomorrow. So if you're looking for some wheat or rye pasture, man, it's time to get a hold of some.
We got our flyer in the Penny News. We'd sure like for everybody to look at it because it consists of quite a few good consignments of cows.
Right, and you're still probably taking some too, aren't you?
We'll take a few more. We pretty well getting full, but we probably would take a few more.
Okay, and then let's see here. One last thing I want to ask you. Are you seeing any replacements being bought yet as far as on your regular sales? Do you see people starting to, since we started getting some rain, everything's kind of getting back to a little bit being normal. Are you seeing people starting to replace them?
We got a lot more interest after this rain. Way things are popping out, the winter grass is coming out. Yes, we do. We have a lot of good interest.
Well, Rex, I know you're a busy man, and you don't know how much I appreciate you coming on the phone with me today to tell everybody about what's happening down at the Hobart Stockyards. And if they need to get a hold of you, how's the best way?
The best way it is, call the office at 580-726-3306, or my mobile. You can call me anytime, 580-331-8547.
And their Facebook page is kept up to date all the time, so if you want to see what's coming, you can get on there.
And also, Jimmy, if you can't make it for the special sale, we have online bidding.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me there. Yeah, so anyway, if you need to just get a hold of Rex or call the sale barn or...
Call Jim in the office, and he'll get you on the right path.
Well, all right. You have a safe trip.
I appreciate it, Jimmy. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Hope everybody's here. You bet.
Bye-bye. All right, that's Mr. Rex Fleming. He was on a timeline today, so we just got him on early. And anyway, it'd be great, that replacement sale. I was looking at the flyer last night on Facebook, and it's also on the Penny News also. So check it out, some good replacement cattle coming in. Today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour all day. The OCA is a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales tax exemption, water rights, property rights, up to $10,000 theft reward program to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft, and hope you don't, in-person and virtual producer education, beef direct sales list that connects consumers with OCA members, marketing beef, monthly issues of the Cowman magazine, and I just got mine in. Matter of fact, I handed it to Randy downstairs a while ago. He likes looking at it. And weekly email updates and issues videos. For just $100 a year, you can experience all those member benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week or a little over $8 a month to have an association that's working full-time to represent you and to help protect your way of life. Go to www.okcattlemen.org or call Miss Lori, 580-273-5137. Lori's number is 580-273-5137. All right, I got enough time to eat my crow here before we have to go to the first break. Congratulations to the Oklahoma State Cowboys football team. You guys got her done Saturday. As always, that rivalry, I'm going to miss it. It's so much fun. I got so many kin folks that are OSU, and I got so many kin folks that are OU. It's kind of a fun family time of the year. There's been no shootings or beatings or anybody put in jail in our family over the deal, and there shouldn't be. It's all in good faith. And so anyway, congratulations again to the OSU Cowboys for winning the football game. But on the other hand, you know, it's kind of crazy. I seen where that non-call in the end zone there made ESPN's top 10 plays of the week. And I also learned off social media that OSU doesn't spend much money in the NIL, but they do on referees. So anyway, let's go ahead and take our first OCA break. When we come back, we'll get into the agriculture news. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Report for Friday, October 27th. 1,205 head were sold. 5 at 465 brought 292. 4 at 598 brought 216. 6 at 601 brought 230. 8 at 639 brought 214. 23 at 763 brought 234.50. 9 at 766 brought 231. 6 at 515 brought 226. 3 at 552 brought 230. 5 at 8 at 719 brought 225. 6 at 1013 brought 189. 11 at 1040 brought $1.87. Butcher cows were 40 to 118. Butcher bulls brought 59 to 130. Bred cows were 975 to 2200. Pairs brought 500 to 2075. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, Lipscomb, here's your ag weather update for today. 72 degrees currently, humidity's at 33, dew points at 41. The winds are out of the northwest at 9 miles an hour, with gusts up to 11. Peak wind gusts so far today, 25 miles an hour. No red flag minutes, no sub-freezing minutes. Month-to-date precipitation is zero so far. We got a small chance of rain, basically north of I-40 coming in Thursday, I believe. And down in southwestern Oklahoma around Altus, maybe a half inch, quarter inch, everything north of there. And farther east you get, the more they're going to get. So we got a little moisture coming in. That fog this morning, and we had it Saturday morning. There was a small one yesterday, but it registered moisture up on the mezzanine. It was like 0.02, but hey, we'll take it every morning. I don't care. There's certainly a lot of hay baling going on right now, so it ain't going to mess with it too much. I did have the privilege of attending the Dust Bowl's tribute dinner, Dust Bowl Farm and Ranch tribute dinner. Saturday night was there, and I'll let you know, you guys missed out if you weren't there. It was great. The Tucker family and the Jack and Sherry Dameron family were all honored there, into the Hall of Fame there, and they had family history pictures on tables up there, and a lot of history with both of those families. And then they showed some videos of current stuff that's going on and past stuff. And so congratulations to the Tucker family out there in the Sweetwater area, and the Jack and Sherry Dameron family right down there south of Sayre in the Beckham County area. It was great. The food was great. The hors d'oeuvres were great. And got to meet some people that I didn't know. And so anyway, it was great. I just wanted to give a shout out to them. They did a great job with the dinner. Brandy and them did an excellent job from Sayre on doing that. Oh yeah, here comes my OSU fans on the text line. Anyway, hey, I just wanted to put out something to you real quick before we get into some reports. I seen my fire situation report from the Oklahoma Forestry Department, and starting today in western Oklahoma, and for sure in northwest and the panhandle of Oklahoma and the northern parts of Texas panhandle, there's a chance for some wildfire activity today and tomorrow and a little bit on Wednesday. So guys, if you don't have to start any fires or do anything crazy right now, just hold off these next 2 or 3 days, because they're saying the today the highest fire danger in diocese will develop in southwestern Oklahoma along the 100th meridian Oklahoma-Texas border, basically, where afternoon temperatures will reach it between 81 and 88 under clear skies, with humidity values at 13 to 24% during peak burning conditions. West-southwest winds will sustain around 10 miles an hour, with some higher gusts will drive rates of spread in the rangelands. Fuels from 65 to 95 feet per minute, with flame lengths up to 8 foot tall. And tomorrow, well above normal temperatures, coupled with dry and breezy conditions in the prefrontal environment, will drive high to very high fire dangers tomorrow afternoon. Conditions are expected to moderate following sunset, although a bit of extended burning period is expected. So anyway, just be careful out there. Wednesday and Thursday doesn't look too bad, so I just wanted to give that out to you there. All right, let's check out what's happened overnight in the big ag world. Soybeans jumped in overnight trading on concerns about dry weather in Brazil and signs of strong demand for U.S. supplies. Dry weather in major growing areas of Brazil, the world's largest exporter of soybeans, has growers in South American country concerned about their crops. The less than ideal conditions come as producers in Brazil plant their soybean crops. An El Nino weather pattern has curbed precipitation in the top producing state of Mato Grosso. Planting was 40% finished last week, according to the Brazilian Ag Department. How about that? The less than ideal conditions concern. He just repeated that paragraph. The U.S. Department of Agriculture last month said it expects Brazil to produce 163 million metric tons of soybeans in the 23-24 marketing year. If realized, that would also be a record high. Prices also may be rising amid strong demand for the oil seeds. An unnamed buyer, John Doe, bought 131,150 metric tons from the U.S. supplies, the Ag Department said in its report last Friday. Mexico purchased 239,492 tons for the 23-24 marketing year. Soybean futures for January overnight delivery jumped 14.75 to 13.66 and a half a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was down 10 cents to $442 a short ton, and soy oil rose 0.59 cents to $49.95 a pound. Corn for December delivery overnight rose 2 pennies to $4.79 and a quarter a bushel. Wheat futures for December delivery dropped 3.5 cents to $5.69 a bushel in Chicago. Kansas City lost 4.75 cents to $6.38.75 a bushel. Money managers raised their net short positions or bets on lower prices in corn futures in the 7 days that ended on October 31st, according to the data from the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. Investors held a net 147,141 future contracts in corn last week. That's up from 99,522 the week earlier and the largest bearish position since October 3rd. Speculators raised their net long position or bets on higher prices in soybeans to 23,123 contracts. That's up from 6,000 contracts a week earlier. So pretty good. That's the largest bullish position on beans since 7 days it ended on September 26. In wheat, hedge funds and other large investment firms raised their net shorts in hard red winter wheat futures to 33,334 contracts, and that's up about 4,000 from contracts from the week before. They also raised their bearish bet on soft red winter wheat to a net 108,000 contracts, and that's up from 97,000 contracts the week before. There you have it. Let's see what's happening in the weather in our farm belt. Strong winds are expected in parts of Indiana, which I guess is strong enough and may make travel difficult, according to the National Weather Service. Wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour in parts of the state this afternoon. The windy conditions may make travel difficult for those high-profile vehicles. In parts of South Dakota, northeastern Nebraska, and northwestern Iowa, low humidity, warm temperatures, and breezy conditions will create conditions ripe for wildfires. And there you have it. All right, let's check on. Hey, I got a question for you, since all my LSU fans are listening, because I hadn't got to the text line yet. I was checking my rye that came up down in the bottom field below my house yesterday, and I noticed I've got a lot of volunteer oats. I've never had volunteer oats before. We was getting those rains when I had my oats down, and they were matured and the whole nine yards there. But anyway, will the volunteer oats coming up right now, will they make it through the winter? I didn't know if they could or not. I know they don't like cold weather, cold weather. But anyway, they're up. They're about 2 inches tall. I was just curious. Does anybody know if they'll make it through the winter? Text line's wide open at 580-225-9697. All right, here's a quick update on some current grain prices. December corn right now is at $4.79. It's up a little over a penny and a half already today. Soybeans for November, $13.43, up over $15. Soybean meal is down $4.10 for December at $4.38. Soybean oil for December is up almost 2.5 cents to $51.80 a pound for December, and it just changed again. There we go. Hard red winter wheat is up over a nickel today at $6.48 for December futures. And what's cotton doing? Cotton's on a downtrend here. December cotton's at $78.87, down 0.75 cents. March is at $81.70. And West Texas intermediate crude oil, December $81.80, up $1.29, and January's $81.50. Gasoline, natural gas. December is down 0.25 cents to $3.25, and January's $3.56. And let's go. All right, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When we come back, we'll talk some cattle and some other good stuff. I got your cotton report for the week from last week, so I'll have that for you. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on incredible specials you need for fall. like 55 to 65% off dressy and everyday coats for him and for her. 30 to 60% off dazzling fine jewelry during our diamond sale. And 65% off comfy sheets and bedding from Charter Club Damask to stay warm on cooler nights. Plus, download the app for even more great deals at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
SEI Agritech excited to announce construction is beginning at the SEI Agritech Center in Elk City for their new product line. They'll be blending LNC feed with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. This will be the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City will be opening their new facility in the near future at their current location at 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, you can give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
We're open on Saturdays from 9 to noon, full service lobby. We have new accounts there, personal bankers. We have loan guys there. We have tellers. You can do anything you need to do on a Saturday in the lobby. It helps a lot of people who are out of town that need to come do banking business, or people that work Monday through Friday and can't get in with our hours. They can come on a Saturday. That's one of the things that makes us different. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Whether you graze livestock or produce hay from perennial forages, the Night Latch Group helps farmers and ranchers manage production risk by utilizing the federal crop insurance programs. The Pasture Range and Forage Rainfall Insurance Program signups for the 24 calendar year are now till December 1st. PRF provides needed cash flow and pays producers during periods of below average rainfall. Insure your operation against lack of rainfall with no money up front. Hold on to your ag investment with the Night Latch Group, 580-334-7995. Remember, even wet years have dry spells.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Woo! I have some really good friends out there in the ag world, I can tell you that, according to this text line. I'll get to that here in just a minute. Let's do some ag weather. I'm going to go with Sealand. I haven't been to Sealand in a while, so let's check it out right now. 70 degrees, dew points at 52, humidity's 53. The winds are calm at Sealand. Rainfall in the last 24 hours, 0.01, so it must have been foggy there. 10-day rain total, 0.42 inches of rain. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 53 degrees. 1-day average, 10-inch fraction of water, 0.8. Sunset tonight at 5:36. Today, mostly sunny, 80 degrees. Northwest winds, 5 to 13 miles an hour. Tonight, clear winds coming out of the east to south, 3 to 5 miles an hour, 45 degrees. Tomorrow, very warm. 87 degrees, southwest wind, 6 to 13 miles an hour. And that is your ag weather update for Sealing, Oklahoma. Well, let's go ahead and get to the text line. You really manned up till the last comment. Boo. How many turnovers did OU have? They had three. Anyway, they had three. I'm glad to know the only mistake made in the game by the ref, player, or coach was in the top 10. It wasn't the only one, but it was the one seen on national TV. And even the announcers and their, what they call their expert rules dude, were beside themselves. It was a game changer. OU shouldn't have fumbled. They could have done things way better. But when that call got made, it was a game changer. From somebody up around Cheyenne with initials JH, if anyone wants to burn their OU stuff, I have a burn pit. You can throw it in. Just let Jimmy Clark know. Okay, here we go. One last OU remark here. The Oats should make it longer through the winter than the Sooners. another comment was the spring Oats probably won't make it. So anyway, thank you for texting that in to me. I had no idea. I never had any volunteer Oats, so it is what it is. Thank you very much. All right, let's see what's happening with cattle. Live cattle contracts right now for December, 181.40 down. They're down big time today. $2.47. February's down 182, or is at 182.22, down $3 even. April's 184.80, $3.02 down. Feeder cattle are also down. November, 237.65, down 295. January's 236.72, down over $3. March is 239.52, down over about 282 to be exact. April's 243.27, down $2.85. And next May is just changed. 246.50, down $3.12. How about that? All right, let's see what's happening in the cotton world. Where are you at? There we go. Let's start at the top of the NCC deal. Senate approves agriculture appropriations legislation. The Senate voted 82-15 to pass legislation to fund the USDA and the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, in the fiscal year 24 as part of the larger minibus, also comprised of bills to fund military construction and the Department of Transportation, Housing and Urban Development, and last but not least, Veterans Affairs. Remember, this coming Friday is Veterans Day. You see a veteran, shake his hand, thank you for his service, tell him you love him, or him or her, and whatever, but it's coming up. It's a special holiday for me. It's one of my favorites. The $26 billion USDA FDA portion of the minibus provides $15.4 $5 million for cotton pest eradication efforts and report language encouraging the National Ag Statistics Service to reinstate district-level estimates for cotton. The Senate minibus now heads to the House, where it faces a very uphill battle. The House bill to fund the USDA and FDA is at $25.3 billion. So a little bit of difference there. Not much. $0.7 billion difference there. Was defeated by a vote of 191-237 in September. And I remember one, they're trying to cut, they're wanting to redo the insurance deal and cut some subsidies. So I don't know what's going to happen there. I'll keep you up to date. The USDA will provide, this is a different story here. The USDA will provide more than $3 billion through the Emergency Relief Program, the ERP, to commodity producers affected by natural disasters event and 2022. Applications are now open for affected producers at their local farm service agency. The program is designed to offset the financial impact of crop yield and value losses from qualifying disasters that occurred in that calendar year of 2022. ERP 2022 will deliver program benefits to eligible producers through a two-track process. FSA intends to make both tracks available at the same time. There you have it. You know, here, what was it? Week before last, I was talking about the Morocco phosphate fertilizer imports. Following an administrative review, the Commerce Department announced that it will reduce custom duties on Moroccan phosphate fertilizer imports from 19.97 to 2.12%. So how about that? They knocked her down pretty good.
The 19.97 duty was imposed in 2020 after the Commerce and International Trade Commission accepted the claim of U.S. fertilizer producer that imports from Morocco and Russia were unfairly subsidized. In September of this year, however, the U.S. Court of International Trade found flaws in the method used by the Commerce to determine profits and production costs when it calculated that 19.97 tariff. How about that? The U.S. Cotton Trust and Protocol announced U.S. cotton acres enrolled in the sustainability program reached 1.6 million acres in 2023. That's a 25% increase over last year's enrolled planted acres. This represents not only impressive growth in a single year in road acreage, but the fourth successful year of continuing expansion and of in-road cotton acres. The 1.6 million acres planted represent 16% of the U.S. planted cotton acres in 2023. The 23 season in road acreages increase marks as a key milestone in the Trust Protocol's growth development, and two means that an ever-increasing amount of more sustainable grown cotton is available for Trust Protocol brand retailer members. Brand and retailer members can track both U.S. cotton and protocol cotton through the Protocol Consumption Management Solution and claim Protocol Cotton Consumption Units. Protocol cotton is grown and harvested on protocol farms, and one PCC U is minted for each kilogram of protocol cotton. To date, 970 million PCCUs are available to be consumed in the PCMS, which is equivalent to 4.45 million bales of cotton. The program currently has 1,800 supplier members and more than 40 companies and brands, including global brands and retailers such as Ralph Lauren, Gap, Levi, and J. Crew. Let's see here. Exports for the week ending October 26 were 497,000 bales, a marketing year high. That brings the total of the 23-24 sales to about 6.9 million. Total sales at the same point in 22-23 marketing year was around 9 million bales. Total new crop sales are 517,000 bales. Shipments of cotton this week, or last week, 138,800, bringing total exports to date to 2.1 million bales compared with 2.8 million bales at a comparable time in the 22-23 marketing year. How about that? All right, that's all the cotton news I got for you, and hopefully this weather kind of dries out and they get some low humidity so they can get back after it. Quick update on some bird flu before we go to break. A highly transmittable bird flu recently infected three Kay County duck farms and one chicken breeding operation in Hamilton County in Iowa, according to the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. The Clay County Game Bird Farms have a total of 17,300 ducks, and one of the sites also has a mixed species backyard flock of 21 birds. The Hamilton County flock had about 15,000 chickens. The virus, which is often transmitted by wild migrating birds, is lethal for domestic flocks and has been confirmed at 8 sites already this fall in Iowa. Entire flocks are culled to help prevent the spread of the virus. 3 of the previous virus detections this fall were in commercial turkey flocks in a couple of different counties up there. One of them was Buena Vista. The 4th was in a backyard flock in Guthrie County. The site, 8 sites have totaled around 145,000 birds. Last year, the virus was discovered in 11 flocks in Iowa alone in October, November, and December, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Those totaled about 2.5 million birds. 2 of the flocks were egg laying hens, and more than 1 million birds at 1 million birds apiece in those 2 flocks. All right, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When we come back, we're gonna We're going to finish talking about the hay feeder I started last week and talk about oats maybe. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Sugar Creek Casino presents, Here Comes Eli Young Band live in concert. Crazy girl, you know that I love you. Saturday, November 18th, Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. Keep on dreaming, even if it breaks your heart. Don't miss Eli Young Band at Sugar Creek Casino. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com. Eli Young Band.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas, on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call, 806-6000. 650677.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you, and God bless you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Altus, Oklahoma. 76 degrees, feels like 76. Dew points at 42, humidity's 29%. Winds are out of the southwest at 8 miles an hour. 24-hour rain total. They had a little fog down there, 0.01. 10-day rain total, 1.03 inches of rain has fallen in Altus last 10 days. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 57 degrees. 1-day average, 10-inch fractional water, 0.9. Sun will set tonight at 5:40. Remember, muzzleloader season was over yesterday. Don't be headed out there tonight unless you got a bow in your hand. Forecast for today, 85 degrees with southwest winds, 10 miles an hour. tonight, 54 low, southeast to southwest wind, 6 miles an hour. Tomorrow, almost 90 degrees. Sunny, high 89 degrees, winds out of the southwest from 6 to 15 miles an hour tomorrow. Not too bad. Okay, big shout out to some kids from Oklahoma. You know, everybody knows their kids finally got home yesterday from the National FFA Convention, and we got more on that coming up. But anyway, Oklahoma FFA had two national champions in agri-science, and Alina Timmons in social science division one, and Trinity Blosch and Aubrey, McIndoo, something like that, in social science division six, all of Stillwater. Karsten Cantrell of Skytook, he gave the retiring national officer's address. Corbin Robbins placed third in the Creed presentation. Guthrie FFA won the national championship in livestock judging. How about that? And then Mason Garrett, high individual in livestock judging, and Steven Sanders with fifth in high individual. How about that? Well, coming up Thursday, about the halfway through the show, I am going to have the Oklahoma State FFA reporter Clara Duncan on with the show with me today to give some updates, what happened, and any cool news, and what's going to be going on with the Oklahoma FFA in the near future. She'll be on here Thursday, so that'll be fun. Clara is also the roommate to Jill Metter that helps me out on the show every now and then. So anyway, I got the inside track on the Oklahoma FFA reporter, so it's going to be pretty cool. All right, last week I started out talking to you about, I ran out of time, about which hay feeder is the most effective one to use. So let's do that, because I got time now. As producers prepare for winter weather and take stock of their hay supplies, it's important to consider hay feeding management. It's really that hay feeding reduces, it's a really reality that hay feeding producers reduces the efficiency of beef cow entities. In fact, Daryl Peel has noted that feeding hay costs 2.5 to 5 times more than grazing. It would be easy to say that all cows should graze pastures and no hay should be fed. However, round bales often offer convenience and can help maintain nutrition and or improve animal welfare. Some examples of these situations are about the weather, whether you got to think snow, rain, ice, drought, calving time, or preconditioning. How do you feed hay? Many producers roll out hay, but others utilize hay feeders. Today we're going to look at the efficiency of hay feeders. Dave Lahman and his research group have participated in several studies dealing with hay waste. Let's look at the results of a few studies that evaluated hay feeder designs and its effects. In 2015, researchers used 48 dry cows to test hay waste in one of three hay feeder types: an open ring feeder without a bottom, a sheeted bottom feeder with tapered sides, and a feeder with sheeting on the top and bottom with a hanging chain cone in the center. In this study, cows wasted 19.2% of a bale when using the open ring feeder without a bottom, 13.6% of hay when using the sheeted bottom feeder with tapered sides, and only 8.9% of the hay was wasted when feeding had sheeting on the top and bottom along with the chain cone in the center. How about that? In 2021, and that's a lot of hay. That's half the hay they waste. And that don't sound like much, but think about it. How many bales of hay do you feed? Take that times what was wasted and see how much hay you could save in a winter. In 2021, 56 cows were used in a hay feeding study evaluating four different feeders. Feeders included a steel open bottom ring feeder, a poly open bottom ring feeder, which my landlord has, a steel sheeted bottom feeder, and a steel sheeted bottom feeder with a basket feature. Unsurprisingly, most hay was wasted using the steel and poly open bottom feeders, 20% in this study. followed by the steel sheeted bottom feeder at 12.4% waste. The sheeted bottom ring with the basket was the most efficient hay feeder in this study, with only 5.5% of the hay wasted. As you can see, feeder designs does make a difference in these two studies, and other literature supports these findings. Sheeting and the cone basket feature do, in fact, help reduce waste. However, based on a one-on-one producer input from this research, most of these features added to the feeder increase the feeder weight. This can be a problem for producers who have limited labor or don't have a tractor to move the feeders. Also, most feeders with the cone feature require a tractor for bale placement. As we consider feed costs in the coming season, let's consider ways to provide nutrition more efficiently for our cows. This could be long-term considerations to stocking rate and land management, but it also can be a quick fix like using a different hay feeder. Every single producer has a different set of circumstances that will control how they can adapt and make effective change. How can you adapt and become a little more efficient feeding cows this season? For more information on this topic, contact your local county OSU Extension educator. So anyway, I give you my two cents on this. I've heard guys that have the chain cone deal, and they said it does. It saves you half a lot of hay, 10% in cattle or in hay waste. So, I mean, I've got, I take care of cattle for three different places. Two of them have hay feeders. One of them has the sheeted bottom. The other one is the poly feeder. And then my other place where I, out here west elk, I just roll the hay out. Because I got the Dewey's bed, and I am able to, if I was using a cone chain feeder, I am able, with the extension on my Dewey's arm, I can put it up in there. FYI, I don't have to have a tractor to do that if I don't need to, but anyway, I had really good luck rolling my hay out over here at the West Elk. Matter of fact, I roll it out different places, especially where the grass is weak and stuff like that. And I can tell you, over the last 3 years, that grass is stronger now and come back because the cattle are eating there and there's cover on the ground. And plus, the cattle are fertilizing it while they're there. So it's really helped. I think it's all personal preference. But if you get to thinking about that and you have the ability to use a tractor to feed your hay, 10%, if you save 10% of a, let's go with a 1,400 pound bale, what was that, 140 pounds? Every 10 bales, you're saving the cost of one bale of hay. That don't sound like much, but it's up to you. You know how many bales of hay you feed in a year or a day or a week, if you got a bunch to do. That's a lot of money you can save. Yeah, I'm sure that chain feeder is more expensive than the ones, the poly ones are just the steel rings, but looks like it'd pay for itself pretty quick and a lot less waste around there. So just anyway, just advice. If you got any questions, call the OSU Extension office and they will help you out. Okay, we got a couple minutes left here. Let's see what's happening. Cover crops, they boost organic matter, and they do. One of our fields that is actually irrigated, that hasn't it's been no-tilled and taken very well care of. Every shovel full, last time I checked it 2 weeks ago, every shovel full of dirt that I dug up in that field, I had anywhere from 8 to 15 earthworms in that shovel full. So the organic matter, my soil score is going up, and we're not done yet. It honestly works, and we're saving on fertilizer too. And if you want to save money, or if you want to stick with the old ways, it's your choice. But I'm telling you, it works. With interest in soil health growing across the food production spectrum, finding ways to help soil improve is more critical than ever. Building soil organic matter and thus soil carbon is key, and growing cover crops is central to the process. Three cover crops growers shared what practices have built organic matter in their soils, and we're going to discuss it tomorrow about how that goes. So tomorrow's going to be a very educational day. I'm telling you guys, it's really working. So anyway, I got somebody from Missouri and North Dakota and Indiana. We're going to talk about building organic matter in the deal. Matter of fact, I might save it for Wednesday, because I think Mr. Kent is going to be on here. Watkins from SEI Agritech. We'll see what happens. Anyway, there's my music. Hope everybody has a great day. Enjoy this beautiful weather, because it's rare. We're going to be in the 80s in November. You guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.
There's a good mix of music.